This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You know, it's a different time now. Obviously, the entertainment landscape has changed so much over the past several years. You know, America used to be glued to network television. It was what everyone watched. There were three big channels for a long time, and that's what you did with your night, right?
Those were your choices.
Those were your choices.
You maybe had five if you were lucky.
Chances are most of the people you knew were watching the same shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It's a lot different now.
Yep.
We have about 17 trillion options, it seems.
Yes. Yeah.
Every time I turn on the TV, I get overwhelmed sometimes.
Yeah, it's too much sometimes.
And chances of finding someone who watches the same stuff that you watch are a lot less.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Well, shows are like considered a huge success if, like, say, a million people watch. They're like, oh my God! And, like, I feel like that is nothing compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, I was just reading an article about the real reason James Corden left his late night show was because they just couldn't afford to make it.
Wow.
They were losing their ass on that show.
Damn.
The production values were through the roof, and literally from when the show started to now, no one's watching networks at night anymore.
What about the other people like Fallon and Kimmel?
I bet they're still in the same. I bet they're all in the same boat. I don't know if Kimmel spends as much money. Like, think about what Corden was always doing, like big bits and
well,
then
that's what they said. Like his production values of, like, his, you know, car crap. He would do like street musicals or something. I don't.
I never really watched. So I
didn't
know.
Either. The only thing I saw was whatever ended up on YouTube. So he, in order for me to see something that any of them do, it has to be good enough
to go viral.
To go viral.
Yeah.
Which is rare.
But that still doesn't earn them a ton of money, right? So that's the real reason they wrap that show up. But I bring it up because it's just a different world. And in this day, to prove it, this day in 1975, the number one song on the charts was the theme from Welcome Back, Kotter, the TV show. That was the number one song on the pop charts.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
this is wheelhouse.
Al's jam. Yeah.
Welcome back. Isn't there a commercial for a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, there is.
Okay. That's I think of when I hear this. I'm thinking of Burger King for some reason.
Is it Burger King?
I don't know. I could be wrong, but
welcome back. Who wasn't?
Burger King needs to welcome you back.
Well, that's maybe they did. They tried.
Please, we'd love to welcome you back.
Yeah. So I never saw this show ever, obviously.
No, me neither.
And
it is John Travolta, I believe.
Yes,
right?
It was one of his first things, if not his first thing. And
Saturday Night Fever happened during that show, and he ended up leaving the show.
Oh, okay. I remember then, I'm not sure the exact date, it might have been 81, that Real American Hero theme became a massive hit.
That's absolutely on the list here of these shows that have had...
I had that album.
You my had parents, the Greatest American Hero album?
My parents bought
You're the only person in my life
vinyl.
I've ever...
They bought the
He's
vinyl
the only person
of
ever
it.
That bought it. the one sale.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I know the song.
Everyone who was alive then.
I remember kids singing this in like elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
It seems so like PG now. Like, it seems so.
Well, it's just, to me, it's a TV theme. You know, like, this to me is just a TV, the way all the TV themes sounded. You know, like Family Ties.
Growing Pains.
All of them sounded the same.
Yeah. You bought this album.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so freaking.
But that did make the charts as well, this song.
I never saw this show.
Terrible.
But it was like
the
big
for the title of it sounds like greatest American hero, like it's well, going to be so badass. And then it's like,
no, but the guy, got superpowers, right?
What the hell is
it? It was like a guy who looked like Napoleon Dynamite.
Are you expecting to be boom?
Right. And the premise of the show was Napoleon Dynamite gets superpowers,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was terrible at it.
Damn it,
I had that album.
Not so badass. Yeah.
Like, imagine.
Well, that's what it's like. America's wrong. Greatest hero.
Believe it or not. A lot of people were doing a lot of stuff in 1991.
So taking that personally.
I know.
No, I mean, I was
six.
That
what the show
I was six.
Was
I
the show about a hero?
Yeah, like he was a superhero.
He was Napoleon Dynamite.
Why do they have that theme?
He was Napoleon Dynamite, who was given superpowers, and he was terrible at using them. Yeah. So he was like tripping on himself, couldn't fly. All
it's
of
like
the
theme song makes you feel like you're going to learn a lesson at the end of the show.
Yeah, I wish I could remember anything else about the show. I just can't.
That's it there. That's,
see?
That's the
what?
Promo
Napoleon?
Yes.
Now does it start to make more sense?
That's the promo
the
picture.
Most bizarre show.
Yeah.
I always wonder what that symbol was. I didn't realize that was that that movie.
Greatest American Hero.
Okay, yeah. So like, what, did it only last 1 year?
He does look like Napoleon Dynamite.
So yeah. I said, it's Napoleon Dynamite, becomes a superhero, but he has no idea how to use his powers.
Definitely. It's kind of like loosely like Shazam.
Oh.
You know, a little bit.
Definitely aimed at a young boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
They got me.
It was an American comedy drama superhero television series. It was on for 3 seasons,
Chuck.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
But it got canceled through the 3rd season with 5 unaired episodes.
Yeah.
Here's what it's about, Andy. While on a road trip through a desert, a mild-mannered high school teacher, Ralph Hinckley, is greeted by extraterrestrials who present him with an extraordinary red flying suit that gives him uncanny powers.
Oh, so it was the suit. Yeah. It was the
learning
suit.
Of the suit. A high-strung FBI agent convinces Ralph to help him fight crime. Ralph's girlfriend, who's an attorney, also knows of his secret life as a superhero.
Yeah, see, that's it.
It could be badass, but the theme song doesn't line up with it at all.
There was nothing really badass.
Is there a clip of it on YouTube?
Oh, no, there has to be.
There has to be.
Like, this is about a superhero badass.
No,
this show is going to be, this guy's going to be kicking ass, fighting crime. Give me a folk song. Give me a folk song like you've never heard.
Is Bob Denver available?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
But this guy had a number one hit because of that.
What screen?
That stupid song.
Badass, crime fighting, folk.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. You want a little
first fight.
First fight.
No, first flight.
Oh, first flight.
Yeah.
Okay. This is him trying to fly in his.
So Napoleon Dynamite is. Oh, see? He's not good.
They're even trying to do it with the folk.
They jazzed it up, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to fly?
Come on, goodness. No, you're going to get ready.
Boy,
look
really
at this.
Can't get it together, huh?
Do you see why a 6-year-old liked it?
You're not doing it right.
I wonder why I got canceled.
You gotta run like 3 steps and jump with your hands up.
You got it, kid.
It's got
how
it,
bad
kid.
The graphics are here when he.
Oh, look how bad that is! Oh my god, huh? Cue the folk.
You know what, though? I gotta give it to this show. Nobody has really ever dealt with like what it's like for the first time for a superhero to fly, and I bet it's not graceful.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
Not.
That's why I think they went with. And this guy, did he go on to do other stuff?
William
he
Cat,
did, yeah. I feel he looks familiar. To
yeah,
me.
I don't know what, but I believe
not a
he
lot,
did.
Maybe I don't know.
That's him now. Oh my god, he look at him.
Yeah, well, what was that 1,000 years ago?
That's the biggest thing he's ever done.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It is.
Oh, he did Perry Mason.
Well, he was in
Perry Mason Returns.
Yeah, he did Perry Mason.
He was in the movie Carrie 2 before.
Oh, wow.
Greatest American Hero. I don't think he's done a lot of work since the early 90s.
He made all his money as the Greatest American Hero.
That was one of the TV theme songs that became a hit. What's weird? Like the Love Boat theme song charted.
Wow.
The Dukes of Hazzard theme song charted. The Starsky and Hutch. Charlie's Angels theme song was on the charts?
I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what it is either.
Isn't it do do do?
Yeah,
do 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 do.
So like you could just play that. It'd be like, hey, we're playing the hits, and then you just
you
spin
just put that. Imagine we're at a radio station and we have to play the Charlie's Angels theme song.
You go.
That's crazy.
That's how long is it? For like a minute and something.
Yeah,
that was such a huge show.
Oh, massive!
Wow. They figured that one out. Yeah, like, it's so weird.
This is how weird America was then. It was just a song you heard it once a week, and so it became that popular, it charted.
I always watch those documentary shows I tell you about, like the Foods That Built America stuff like that. And they have stuff on, like, when TV first happened, and like they never thought about advertising before, and then they put like one product on the thing, and they sold like a billion of them right away because people were just like, what is that? I want one.
Yeah. And then they were like,
the
segment is brought to you by these delicious smokes.
Cigarettes.
Smoke it up. Smoke it
so much money made
if
off
you've
of
got them.
Yeah. This song charted too, the Dynasty theme song. Come on. How?
See, like, nothing
people
would
were
make
playing
me...
this in their cars?
I don't know how.
Man, we were weird in America.
You can listen to all the theme songs and hear the cocaine.
That's what I feel. That's the way, like, I feel like...
Cocaine songs.
Yeah, these are all cocaine songs.
Yeah.
You can hear the cocaine in the producers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. The people listening to the music were on cocaine. Yeah, everyone was on cocaine.
Yes,
that
that's
makes
what I believe.
More sense. Yeah. But yeah, that charted. Everybody Knows Your Name theme from Cheers charted. The theme from St. Elsewhere. Well, Miami Vice theme
well,
was
Miami
a jam.
Vice was the that bomb. Was like, that was legit.
I just remember boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll know it when you hear it, I'm sure. Well, Andy may not.
No.
I used to watch a lot of Miami Vice.
Did you?
I had this album, too.
Yeah. What do you have, like, just collect TV theme song albums?
It was a banger. That album was a banger.
I used to like Miami Vice so much, I used to dress up like Don Johnson.
I think we all did. I didn't.
We all did. I had the whole outfit.
Yeah, every guy had a face.
I had those shoes. I had
mesh shoes.
Yeah, no socks, all that.
Yep.
No socks, mesh shoes, white pants.
Oh, yeah.
Blazer.
I totally went through a Don Johnson phase.
Yeah. Every guy was trying.
I was like, I just need a Lambo and I'm set. Lamborghini
yeah, that's
crash.
A theme song to me. Like, that's badass. Like, they're going to go fight crime. And
they figured that one out. They nailed that one.
The Moonlighting theme song charted. The theme from L.A. Law.
Which is
was that the We Love? No, that wasn't We Love L.A., right? We Love L.A. That wasn't the L.A. Law theme song, was it?
No, I don't think so. Oh. This is right in the middle of some saxophone time.
Sexy sax.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember this. So once again, you could just be like tuning in for the hits, and then someone is like, play the L.A. Law song. But didn't the Friends song become sort of big?
Oh, the Friends song was huge. There's the Growing Pains theme song, the Twin Peaks theme song, the TV show The Heights, How Do You Talk to an Angel? Well, that became a big pop. That hit number one.
I don't even know that one, I don't think.
How do you talk to an angel? I don't know who sang it.
Bell. I don't know who sings it either, but...
The theme.
Great job singing that, Dave.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Put me right back.
The I'll Be There For You song from Friends. Closer to Free from Party of Five charted as well.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm telling you, see, like, even there, you think we would have figured out life a little bit, but we still hadn't. We were still, like, letting
The X-Files theme could not have charted in the early 90s.
That show was gigantic.
Oh, it was so big.
I know it was so big, but
I never watched a single episode.
And I think that's one of the coolest theme songs of all time.
You would have had to sell so many copies of that for it to chart.
There's a part in the middle where it starts really picking up and it gets like crazy. Yeah.
I was going to say, it kind of had a dance element to it, if I remember.
Were people dancing to this?
Not that I recall.
It probably was
Club,
that kind of
Club
song.
X
before the show, so. And then they just picked
it
up.
You could mix it.
Let's picture myself dancing to this.
I feel like you'd mix it later.
Here comes the glow sticks, Dave.
Yeah, this is where it kicks in.
There you go.
You'd mix it in that part of it.
I had no idea it went into this like dancey part.
I didn't either.
That is a twist.
I think one day we were doing something on here, and that was when I found out because it was like played for 2 minutes. I was like, "There's an extended version of the."
To be honest, X-Files theme. I didn't think it was the actual X-Files theme. I thought some band took that little.
No, that's listed as the full version of the X-Files theme song.
It makes me upset that the Unsolved Mysteries theme never charted.
I'm surprised someone has never used it.
It's incredible.
There should be an X-File about the X-Files theme.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then not much has charted in the past couple of decades when it comes to TV theme songs. And kind of all dried up from there. And now they really don't even use songs. It's just like a tiny little, couple of notes and then right into the show because they found people don't want to sit through that. They want to get right into...
Well, that's, I've been watching that Barry show. That, to me, that's the greatest theme song of a show because it's about three notes.
And on the opposite, Succession, they've got a long-ass theme song.
Well, that's
song.
HBO.
Yeah.
HBO makes you sit through a whole thing every single time. It's like all of them seemingly are...
Is Barry on Showtime?
Yeah, well...
What is Barry
No,
on?
Barry's on HBO, but it's probably Bill Hader was like, trust me, this is part of the whole quirkiness
of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Succession, it's a minute and a half, and it feels like an eternity.
Is this the actual... Okay,
this is the actual...
At least they didn't do the same thing...
It'll get in your head, too.
It does.
I like it. I don't know why.
I do, too. I like it. Sometimes I'm like, okay, let's get down to the show.
I always fast forward through this.
I never skip it.
Oh, no. See, to me, there's that one company that does all of the Game of Thrones opening, the... what was that sci-fi show? Westworld opening, where it's always something being built or cities being like looking like puzzles and blood. And they must have done the Last of Us theme as well.
I feel like back in the day, they used to just like rip a line of coke and then be like, create a song for the show.
Yeah, Barry Manilow there. Then,
so then they would create songs for the shows themselves. Now I feel like they'll take like a hit song or like they'll take a song and then they'll add it to the show.
I feel like that's what Friends sort of started. Even That 70s Show is a cover song from a band. Some of them were like, hey man, let's find an actual song and try and see if we can't.
I never knew That 70s Show was a cover.
Yeah.
Like, hanging out.
I cannot think of the.
I'll get it for you in a second.
The Three Dog Night?
No. It turns out it's like a big band that I had never heard of.
Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your comment?
Nothing. Just prepare to peg. And then I did also, growing up, had a parakeet that would whistle the X-Files theme song.
Wow. That is incredible.
So did you watch the X-Files a lot?
I did, actually. It was like one of my favorite shows growing up. Just loved the David Duchovny and Dana Scully action going on.
Yeah, you might. If the bird starts to sing the song,
you're watching it a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's the most hilarious thing a parakeet can do. Is have the X-Files theme song. Like you just have a conversation. It's like...
Yeah. In the Street was recorded by Todd Griffin as That 70s Song, with additional lyrics by Ben Vaughn as the theme song for the television sitcom That 70s Show.
Yeah, but there's an actual band that did it, and it's like... I don't know.
I can't get to the bottom of it. Did the theme song change?
No, it's just they just took a little, Like I said, I can't remember.
Well, the theme song was a cover version performed by Todd Griffin. It was later replaced by another cover by Cheap Trick, which would be the theme song for the rest of the series.
Right. So the cover, the Todd Griffin cover, is a cover of this band that you can't find right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's got some weird name.
All right. CBS canceled SWAT.
Sorry, James.
It's okay, but it's just an okay one.
Yeah.
Not as good as my NCIS.
Right.
But here's the thing. Shamar Moore, who's the star of that.
Sure.
I never saw SWAT. I've never seen a second of it. I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, I know that guy, yeah.
He wasn't happy. He went on Instagram to complain, saying, make some effing noise. Let them know that you want more SWAT and that canceling it is an effing mistake.
Crickets,
he
crickets,
said
crickets.
CBS made him believe as recently as last week the show would have been given a seventh season so they could say goodbye. It worked.
Stop it.
Three days later, CBS has uncanceled SWAT.
The old people got it done, huh?
They did. How did they figure out Twitter?
Yeah.
How did they
got
figure
all their
it out?
Kids and grandkids to help them out.
Help me.
Can't we get SWAT back?
Grandma, don't you watch this SWAT show?
Yeah, I love it.
Apparently it's being canceled.
What?
This guy's going on and on about it.
Well, I'm going to have to write a letter.
Do you want me to start you a Twitter page?
What is that?
It's how you would... It's the only way to get SWAT
will
back.
Will it get the show back?
Yeah, it could.
Okay.
As long as there's enough old people. You know any other old people?
I know a lot of old people.
Well, I'm going to make Twitter pages for them all.
Shamar Moore says, we did it, SWAT fam. Thanks to all of you for the continued and amazing support. A CBS executive said they changed their minds after listening to the outpouring of passion from the viewers of SWAT.
Can we find one single SWAT tweet demanding the show comes back?
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, well,
I
yeah.
I bet, let's see.
You're probably right. Well, you're probably right.
There's a protest.
Oh,
stop it.
There's the protest.
SWAT people.
Are you
we
sure?
Love it.
Maybe that's not. In a foreign
Are
land.
You sure that's not TV. India? That is.
That's probably,
they
no,
helped get it back.
That's a different. There's also some sort of Indian party called SWAT.
Also,
there's a lot
yeah.
of Indian people that love SWAT. The TV show SWAT. Wow, India is very upset about the canceling of SWAT. Listen to the passion.
What?
Bring back SWAT. Bring back SWAT. Bring back SWAT.
The people have spoken. We've got to give them the show back.
Okay. To me, maybe go to the latest. Go to the latest. Maybe the because a lot
showing
of times
all of it here, but there's no
that's
like
the top. Like the top will be news stories. You want to go to like people's like ramblings?
No, it's all or about
hashtag oh, yeah, it's SWAT unfortunately, CBS this or something.
Huge SWAT party to, protest
well,
is going
let's
on.
See if it's SWAT fam. That's the hashtag.
Oh,
SWAT fam. They underestimated the power of SWAT fam.
Yeah, do that. Look up.
Yeah,
that
look
hashtag.
Up SWAT fam.
Look at that.
No, he's taking pictures
we
with
did
everybody.
SWAT fam. There's a guy rollerblading.
So happy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So happy.
Does it have a big gay following?
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, SWAT fam.
We did it. But the thing is, like, everyone is just unfortunately.
It's all the same woman.
Oh. There's one woman that did it.
You're right.
No, okay, here's some new one. People. But,
but that's just
looks right. like the dude that's on the show with him.
Yeah, that's.
There's a little lady.
Did they Thank seriously you. Think the India protest was for this show?
Because I'm starting to think so.
They're yeah, like, oh my God, they're rioting in India.
That's all they have. That's the best show they have.
Yeah, they just got the first season over yeah. there.
Do not cancel SWAT. Do not
what
cancel
are you
SWAT?
Doing?
Oh my God,
what
very
is
bad.
Your problem?
Very bad.
CBS, NBC, what are you on?
How will season two begin?
Yeah.
Now, the executives are so old, they don't understand Twitter.
No, no they don't either.
They were tricked.
They were. Think about it, though, man. Like, you just go on Twitter and then you get paid for another whole year.
Right?
It's not bad for all the people on the show.
Keep that in our back pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Chuck fam.
Yeah, and just you reach out, yeah. get
and
some
I'll
small Indian
I'll get my Indian protest yeah. fired up.
Let's call him the penis fam.
Now that'll lead to a whole different
Penis
kind
of fam!
Thing.
Penis fam!
Yeah. You, but you probably get more people, Dave.
Oh, my God.
You get a bigger response.
Yep. Well, the good news for SWAT is bad news for True Lies and East New York. They weren't so lucky. They were both canceled after one season.
I didn't realize that True Lies was
They made
was
a TV
out
show
already.
Out of it.
Wow. Well, I knew they were making the show, but I didn't realize it was already on TV.
Out and gone. Out and gone.
See you later.
Guess I missed it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche. You're so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
I mean, this guy is part douche, part pervert, part a-hole. All rolled into one. Cops in Cambria County, Pennsylvania, have filed charges against a pest control worker who thought it was a good idea to take a piss in a customer's living room.
Right in the living room?
Right in the living room. 67-year-old Roger Young owns Young's Pest Control.
I'll do it right here.
He was unaware they had cameras in this house.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, there's video that shows him tormenting their cat and then pissing on their couch and other belongings.
Okay, I thought he peed into like a bottle or something in the living room. No, he just peed all over their stuff.
Right. He peed on their stuff.
Huh.
Here's this crazy story from WJAC-TV. Let's listen into their report.
Police say the man in the video is being charged with several crimes. In the arrest affidavit, he is identified as Roger Young, the owner of Young's Pesticides. And the family tells me they couldn't believe what they saw in the video. The family says after entering the apartment, Roger Young chases one of the family's cats into the kitchen before coming back into the living room. The family described it as, quote, terrorizing their cat. Young sets his pesticides down and instead start spraying urine.
My cat was sitting at the corner while he was urinating. And you can't really tell from the video, but we're pretty sure that it splashed onto the cat.
They say Young also urinated on a child's toy box.
The main thing that upsets me is that he urinated on my daughter's toys. It's just, it's a little girl.
Uh-oh, camera!
You know, and she played with it for her, in his pee for 2 days. Before we seen the video.
Oh, no. Family says seeing a spider on the kitchen floor made them want to check the video a few days after the incident. Police say that originally Young denied being involved in the incident, but later admitted to urinating in the apartment because he was, quote, having a bad day and sick of people.
Yeah, time
Police
to...
filed charges of criminal mischief and Poor disorderly Brock. Conduct against Young today. Police say, according to the tenants, the carpet, the couch, and other belongings had to be replaced, and the cost is over $4,000. No, live in the newsroom, Brock Owens, 6 News.
So, this is an apartment? Like a rental? Because he's a maintenance guy. He could just come in. I hated that about apartments.
Yeah, the complex is the one that hired the...
They usually tell you, like, in my place, they're cool about it. They're like, well, we'll be in there in like 24 hours or something.
Oh, okay.
Be like a,
I'd have to be there. You
yeah.
Know?
Well, yeah, like, I'm usually there when anybody's there.
It's so weird. Have,
It's almost like he peed in hopes that they would think the cat did it.
I don't know if this guy was thinking.
I don't know
very
either.
Clearly.
It's hard to, because like, what
he's
is
out
he?
Of his mind?
Though. Yeah, he's totally out of his mind.
But at right at the end, he looks right into the camera. So I'm almost wondering if he
realized at the end that he was busted. Right.
So he peed a little there.
He's just full of pee, huh?
Yeah. Just a little bit at a time. Well, he's really old. Probably just dribbles out of it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I know how that is.
He started off in a world without cameras, and now you know, everyone needs to assume there's a camera on you at all times.
How many places then has he
watch
eaten?
Here. He looks right up and is like, what? Oh, no. What the deuce? I think he even said the F word.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he realizes like, he's...
time to go.
Wiener got put away real quick, huh?
Yep.
Yep.
Time to spray.
That's the end of that.
How many other people's houses has he done stuff to?
Right.
Right.
For many years.
And he was pissed that day, and he had to do all their houses. So how many did he pee in? How much did he drink that day?
What are you spraying, by the way, besides your pee?
Oh, yeah, what kind of pesticide?
Chemicals. I don't want all that, the chemicals in my house.
Yeah, when your kid plays, you're worried about a kid playing in the man's pee, but you got all these chemicals being sprayed all over your daughter's toys.
Yeah.
Like, that don't make sense.
I have, someone comes out, like, I got sold on this thing because I've got some neighbors that do this where they have the people come out and spray the outside. And one of my neighbors at the time was like, listen, just so you know, I'm getting my house sprayed. But part of that is that if I spray my house and you don't spray yours, they all like leave my house and go to yours.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, well, I guess then we're both getting our house sprayed.
Well, they say that about a lot of things. So spiders, bats. If you get bats out of your attic, they'll find the next closest place to get into.
Right. So, so I have this. But like when they contact you, they're like, would you like us to come inside and do it? And I'm like, no. Like, no.
Outside, I get.
Outside, I can get.
You know, but
inside. No, I'm good. I don't need the
what
chemicals
would you do?
All over.
I want to ask people, though, if you've ever caught a worker doing something in your house, or if you're a worker, will you admit?
Ooh.
You've done something in someone's house. Of course, you can be anonymous and request voice-changing technology. I mean, there's some douchebags out there that treat people like crap. Still, I don't know if it justifies urinating or defecating in their place.
Yeah.
But if you've ever busted a worker doing something, or if you yourself as a worker have done something in someone's house and you want to reach out, 1-855-954-6969, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. If you had walked in on that guy pissing in your living room, what would your reaction have been?
Call the authorities.
Not to tackle him to the ground?
I feel like I lose my mind. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'd scream at him, but also like... I'd scream at him maybe, but I don't know.
I
feel like I'd punch him a couple times and then he might die or something and then I'm...
Yeah, I'd hope I could, you know, you could get in that situation and not react.
Yeah, it's hard to
violently.
Know.
Violently.
I just go like, what are you doing? Can I tell you, so like the problem with this one is you pee on my couch, that's one thing, but like if Stella had anything that was there and I thought you were peeing on it for some kind of weird perverse thing, that's when I can't control where it's going to go.
That's when Piss Man dies.
I don't know what,
Piss Man dies that day.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I've already had a couple encounters that I wish I could take back because of stuff involving Stella. Where I'm like, God, I
just
gotta remember
do a
that
little
know
tinkle in each place so that it wouldn't be enough to get him busted.
Well, right?
Like you wouldn't realize that nothing was soaked.
Do you think it's a real thought out plan of this man? You think he has like
no,
he sits at home and goes, I'll just pee
I think
a
this
little
is his
bit.
Move. I think he just like does this to get it like he's like, yeah.
Yeah, like I do think that
get one over the, on the people that make him upset.
He did want to pee in multiple places. Like, if I was just going to pee, I wouldn't have changed spots.
I think there are people like him that, like, hate their lives so much that they do stuff like this.
Yeah, but why are you taking that out on me? Like, they didn't even hire the guy.
It doesn't matter
who
it is.
He's just the maintenance guy for the apartment complex.
So maybe he hates cats? The fact that they had a cat, he was like, well...
Well, that's what I thought. And then maybe it was, like, two cats in the place make it seem like maybe they could pee all over the place, but
that's not good for your cats.
No,
stop spraying stuff in the house.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's he spraying cat wise?
This guy says, I jerked off in someone's pool house of a $2 million mansion and finished in one of their towels because they owed me $500 for cutting their grass and wouldn't pay me.
Yeah, it's tough to get money from those people that are incredibly wealthy.
Sometimes, I guess.
They just can't keep track of all their bills.
I mean, not that long ago, we had the rolling pin dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fix a toilet with their people's rolling pin.
That's right.
He used it as kind of a plunger and put it back in the drawer. Yep. And that's why people have, like, I don't have cameras inside my house, but you understand if you're having people in there why you might want them, right?
Yeah. I put cameras inside my
house.
Do you?
Yeah.
I did.
I don't.
I don't have them. I, you know, someone's always around people, so they can't do anything. But if I ever had to have renovation and I, like, left my house for a bit, there'd be cameras everywhere.
Yeah, I have. I have them.
Someone said, when I delivered pizzas, I had to poop. Customer let me into their house to use the bathroom. I clogged their toilet and left.
That's not cool.
Who's going to let a pizza delivery guy into their house?
That's insane.
James, you might be the only one that could possibly consider it.
I'm going to come back with some free breadsticks.
I mean, you do build up some pizza karma, don't you?
Yeah.
I've been always trying to up my pizza
karma.
You
never let a pizza delivery guy into your house.
I have very clear messages to
drop
the pizza.
Drop it and go.
And go on. Yep. And then I'll go get it.
But they're only using the guest bathroom. They're not using the bathroom that I use with my wife, just the guest bathroom.
Yeah, see, the problem is that what I would consider my guest bathroom, I end up using all the time
because it's so close to everything that I'm doing.
It's the one that I'm always pooping in, so that's why it's the guest bathroom.
Yeah. Someone said, I caught an AC service tech sniffing my wife's panties in our bedroom. Okay, so that's how people die too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's no good.
If I caught someone smelling my wife's panties,
it's no good.
See you later. Caught a contractor stealing steaks out of my freezer. Oh. Can't touch my beef.
Oh, man. You can't touch a man's meat without their permission.
Hell no.
Hands off my beef.
Yeah. Hands off my beef, bitch. Jay, how are you?
Hey. Yeah, that's no good.
Okay, turn the radio down and give us a... Okay, if you can talk to us now.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm a plumber, and I typically work on underfloors in people's houses, and...
Thank you for calling.
Started off so well with poop, and then
you can almost tell.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's apparently a plumber with
poop problems,
bowel issues.
So he takes a poop on everybody's stuff.
Not on their stuff, but in their toilets, I would assume.
But forget to flush sometimes. That's the
that was the kicker, huh?
Mm. That's nice. You don't forget. Have you ever forgotten to flush?
No, because I'm so worried about it. I flush like 6 times when I pee.
OCD.
I worked for a crazy bitch one time who was so mean to us. Her bathing suit was hanging up, so I rubbed fiberglass insulation in the crotch of it.
Oh, my God.
It's Take diabolical. That. Scratchy diabolical. Vagina.
Who was the lady?
To be nice to people.
Apparently, she was a real bitch to them, it says. I was... working with a guy, he asked if he could use our bathroom. Homie ended up taking a shower.
Stop. Well, he
Gotta
did say, can I use your bathroom?
Right, that's using your bathroom.
That's why I send him into the one that has no shower. You got to send him
just
into
a
that
toilet.
One. Yep, this is just a toilet and a sink.
Imagine if there's a guy showering at Lisa's.
Could you imagine you heard the shower start?
That would be real bad.
I would be like, oh, he must be filling up something. He's got to be filling up some form of bucket.
You got any soap?
What?
So maybe bad. Come in here and just scrub my back for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. No.
Eric is with us in Boston. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Talking about what workers have been busted doing in someone's house.
Yeah, so I knew this guy worked for a moving company, and his thing was that he put his dong on stuff, and he used to brag about how one time he put his dong on a Picasso.
A Picasso? Huh. He put his penis on someone's Picasso.
Yeah, he was helping move somebody or doing a job and couldn't resist the opportunity.
Wow. Goodness. So if you've had stuff moved, someone could have put their penis on your stuff.
Yeah. Yep. That's great. It's great news.
Even if you're like a nice guy, it doesn't matter.
No, it's just about horseplay, general horseplay. Lisa, if someone took a shower in your place, do you not have to throw every single thing in that whole bathroom away?
Yeah, probably.
You know, like you, whatever, if you had shampoo there, if you had any kind of soaps there, it's all got to go, right? Shower curtain, it's got to go. Anything. No, but I mean, like, anything that is, like, able to be stripped.
I'd feel, it would be bad for the person who did that, because my husband would not, would be pretty bad. He's ex-military.
It's a violation. It's a violation. You've crossed the line.
I don't think he would handle that very well.
No, I don't think so. Rich is in Naples. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about what people have busted workers doing in their house.
Well, things I've actually done in people's houses.
Oh.
I do pest control.
Okay.
And so a lot of the times I'll be doing people's houses that are not in town. So like I'll have the key to their house. So I've used their shower, used their bathroom, made sandwiches.
Made a sandwich.
Yeah.
These people need cameras. Yep.
Free sandwich.
Yeah. You're not afraid of cameras these days?
No, pretty much the houses that I've been doing them for years. Even if I got busted, I don't think the people would really mind all that much.
You sure? I don't know.
You're not worried about like being nude in a customer's house?
You could take a shower and...
Well, I know they're not going to be in town for another 3 or 4 months.
Right. Right.
Right. So they're like snowbirds or something. And
Yeah. I make sure I leave everything the way it was.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
I don't do anything like gross.
Right.
Still.
Yeah. There's no, none of your semen is left behind.
No, that's okay.
I'm just stealing my lunch meat.
Making a sandwich and, you know, hanging out for a little bit.
Hands off my Munster cheese, man.
All right,
dude.
Wow,
yeah.
There's something extra violating about him making a sandwich.
I know. Why did I choose that? He's
like, there's like steps to it. It's just like, there you are. You're putting the mayonnaise on the bread, huh? You're putting the meat on the bread, too, and you're slicing up a tomato. You're slicing up a tomato, and you're cutting up the lettuce. Oh, my God. Where does it end?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of mustard, too, huh?
Yeah, he's nude in your shower. That's not as bad as he took several steps to make a sandwich. Yeah.
To me, too, though, he said, and I might take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, bed.
Yeah.
You got to clean them sheets.
Mm.
But the thing is, you probably left them thinking...
They're clean.
They're clean. So you get back after 3 months, you're just like, oh, well, it's, you know, the bed's made. I mean,
same thing with a hotel, we said, right?
But I don't want.
It's your house.
The pest man. That's a confident pest man, too. Like, that no one would know who he is, what he sounds like.
Right, yeah.
Like,
Devin is with us. Hi, Devin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What have you busted a worker doing in a house?
So I'm actually an HVAC technician, and I'm working in a customer's basement, and he comes down, starts talking, making conversation, and about 3 feet away from me, mid-conversation, just takes the donger out and just starts peeing in his basement sink.
So he's just standing talking to you and taking a piss in someone's sink?
His own.
About 3 feet away from me in his own basement.
That's odd. For another man to whip his penis out in front of you while you're on a service call.
I don't know if it's so odd.
Yeah. You think that he wanted you to see his penis, Devin?
I mean, it was getting kind of weird. It was already a dark, dingy basement, and, you know, you got your own bathroom upstairs, brother.
I think he's a little...
putting on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting on a show for him.
You wouldn't mind helping me with this, would you?
Yeah, that's when someone whips their penis out, that's your cue to leave.
Yep.
Worked for some homeowners. The husband was a total douchebag to us, so I placed a used condom in his dirty laundry for his wife to find.
Well, that's going to take some explaining.
That could lead to a divorce.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If Amber found a used condom.
But also, I know it's not mine. So then I'd be like, what are you trying to pull?
Right. They'd both be against each other.
You know?
Neither of them would believe each other.
And then I would think it was my kid.
Mm.
And then I'd be
on the news.
Voice changing technology. Oh, as Anonymous smart. Joins us. Yes, a smarter person here talking about what workers have done in people's houses. What's your comment?
So this is a little different in houses. I used to be a foreman in construction, building high-rises in cities. I'm in Tampa, Fort Myers, stuff like that. But on job sites, of course, it's like 15, 20 stories up. You don't want to walk down to use the porta potty. A lot of the workers pee in bottles. And a lot of the GCs will put contracts out on people and even kick them off jobs. But they'd get $100 for people to snitch and rat people out that were peeing in bottles. And so people can call and get fined and start a vendetta.
It is so, sorry, sir, it's so hard to hear you, but yeah. I called him sir, too. But, yeah, so yeah. I've heard that a lot, and that's pretty common in the construction industry.
Yep.
If people are pissed off, and it's not even with you. They may not even know whose house they're building or whose condo they're building, but they're pissed off with the company or their boss. They will pee. They will poop.
I swear to God.
Put it in the walls.
Yeah. I think I had a pee bottle left on my lawn one time, and I just think someone in the neighborhood was having some work done. And I think just one of the workers, like,
tossed it outside.
Just like tossed it away from the work site, and it just happened to like remain on my lawn because I walked over. I'm like, it's a water bottle, and it was pure piss. You just tell. Lord,
so gross.
Like, and I'm like, I gotta do something.
Gloves.
I gotta like
hazmat.
Yeah, I gotta like a shovel.
Shovel. Lisa's got her hazmat
shovel. I'm like, I'm not touching this.
You know,
they peed all over it, so it was like, no.
Work for a pest control company, someone said. We had a technician that got fired for having sex with the wife and drinking Crown Royal out of the guy's bar while working. Man, so pest control guys are the wild cards here.
Yeah. You know, you drink my Crown Royal.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
you can take my wife, but don't you touch my Crown Royal.
Yeah,
for God's sakes.
There's many guys like that.
Yeah, there are. Someone said, I used to work for a lawn care company. I had a customer that never picked up their dog's poop. After stepping in poop five different times, I wipe my boots on their front doormat.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough. Of all the things we've heard.
Yeah.
Little poop on the doormat. Not that bad.
No.
Showed them.
They kind of deserved it.
My mom had a worker crap in her stainless steel pot. Oh, your mom must have been real.
That must have been bad.
A real bitch to them.
Yeah.
For someone canning stainless steel pot, too.
For someone to poop in a pot, you have done them dirty.
Yeah. You had to do like a James level offense.
Oh man, these preserves taste crappy. Oof.
Like you've really pissed someone off.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, just for me to just even imagine getting down on a pot,
hovering over a pot.
That's just going to take a lot of effort and
a lot of hate in your heart.
Yeah, there is. I'm so angry.
But you know it's going to be discovered. You know, it's not like you're hiding it in a wall. You're pooping in a pot that someone uses.
Yeah.
It will be uncovered.
Yeah. At least they didn't put on the stove and put on low.
Oh, Jesus. Burning poop.
Mm. Yeah.
Just watch the people. I guess there is a reason to get cameras.
Yeah.
Right inside your house, especially if you're having work done. Can be pretty scary stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, some different times at the so-called happiest place on Earth.
Glad to meet you. Name Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger. The wonderful thing about Tigger is Tigger the wonderful thing.
Tigger got into some trouble a woman and her party were enjoying dinner at the Crystal Palace restaurant in Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. The woman said the cast member playing Tigger was acting odd.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to pose for a photo with Tigger, he slid his hand down her pants and grabbed her ass.
With the big paw on? That's pretty tough. With some loose pants.
She believed she had video proving that Tigger committed a crime. She reported what happened to the restaurant's leaders. Law enforcement spoke with the 40-year-old woman. She said she felt Tigger's hand slide down her pants when they posed for a selfie, and she immediately felt uncomfortable.
She this is like on her pants, like he grabbed her, touched her butt kind of thing from the outside? Or do you think she's saying he put his hand inside of her pants?
That's what she's trying to say.
Wow.
The 40-year-old wanted Tigger prosecuted. The sheriff's office said they reported to the scene. They spoke to cast members who were assigned to attend to Tigger as he made his way around the restaurant. Both cast members said they did not see Tigger acting inappropriately with anyone. However, they did admit they heard a woman say, "Tigger, grab my ass!" They said they didn't think much about it because sometimes characters accidentally can touch guests due to the difficulty of maneuvering and in their costumes. The two attendants claim it was the group of women who were acting inappropriately with Tigger, though. The women were making inappropriate comments to Tigger, talking about the size of his big tail.
Oh.
Tigger was acting the part and playing along. One attendant said Tigger was actually the one who said he needed help because the guests were acting so wild, he gave him the sign that he needed help. All characters have a sign to let their attendant know that, you know, something's up.
Yeah.
Generally, it's you put one hand over an eye. That's what we did at the theme park. If you were in an uncomfortable situation.
So, like, right before those kids tossed you in that lake, you were like,
need help! Yeah.
No one paid any attention, and then they tossed you in the lake.
They tossed me right into a lake. According to the cast member, Tigger's costume leaves him partially blind during guest interactions. He can't see anything below chest level when he's looking straight at a guest. He also can't see anything more than a 30-degree angle. In the video the woman showed to police, it appeared to show Tigger's arm falling off the guest's shoulder as she took a selfie, but the officers could not tell if his hand went to her ass or not. The accused cast member was not arrested. No charges were filed. Police determined the claims made against Tigger were unfounded.
Tigger's innocent.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
First of all, that'd be the boldest move in costume in a crowded restaurant to shove your hand down a lady's pants on purpose.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Also, though, just in knowing drama people, like, Disney was one of the places that they wanted to get to, you know? Like, if that was, like, if you weren't, didn't have giant dreams of, like, making it, one of the steps along the way could possibly be, oh, yeah, I work for Disney, I'm, like, one of the characters.
Oh, that's the big show, right?
You know,
for us working at the lesser theme park, Disney was the big show.
Right. So if you were doing that, I don't think you would have blown it to touch.
No,
I'm guessing if we saw the video, we'd be like, there's no way.
I've said it before. You have so much padding on you. First of all, I wouldn't get any sense. I wouldn't even realize I was feeling anyone up.
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't get any pleasure out of touching someone's ass. I could barely feel that ass.
Right. There's just a giant
mitts on me.
Yeah.
And you can't see.
No.
You can see so little out of those costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Team Tigger.
Mascot lawyer, Dave Hunter.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I should have gotten into.
Yeah. You're a little biased, but.
Well, just a bit.
Yeah.
But I understand the troubles.
Yeah, but also, like, the second people start sexualizing, like, one of the Disney characters, there probably should be, like, the little helpers that are like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah, talking about the size of it. Oh,
yeah,
dang, you got
right,
a big tail.
Because it's like, there's a lot of kids around.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's not the place.
That should be enough for you to realize they're making this crap up.
Yeah.
When they
any,
talk about the size
any adults that are hanging around waiting to talk to Tigger too, like, get them out of there.
those were always the creepiest encounters.
Oh.
You know, like, cause so here I am in like a Yogi Bear costume, right? And then like a grown ass man wants to give you a hug.
Yeah, it's like, Yogi, I love you. Right. I'm like, I'm not Yogi, dude.
I know.
Newsflash.
Like, there's just a guy in here. There's a teenage boy in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And this man is hugging with all of his might. Oh, it's like the weirdest situation. Yep. You're like, you can't do anything. You're just, you know.
Well, now I know what to feel bad when I do this in a few years. I start hugging my favorite mascots.
Yep.
Just be careful.
Are you an 8-year-old boy in this country?
Oh, my God. No, don't ever say that.
Oh, no.
Don't ever say that. Yeah. Carla has a comment.
I'm not.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your comment?
All right. So about 10, 11 years ago, I went to Disney World with my mom, and we actually ate dinner at the restaurant that had all the Winnie the Pooh characters. And all of them were fine, but Tigger actually started, like, hitting on my mom. Like, he paid no attention to me. I asked for a photo with him. He didn't seem interested. But my mom, he was, like, all over her, and he actually ended up asking for her number after we took the photos.
So, was he speaking?
Yeah, no, he whispered it to her. He asked for her number.
Oh, there's no way.
You know who that I'm not like giving my number to?
That's a man. Offense number one.
Yeah.
You're never allowed to talk inside those costumes.
No.
Ever, ever, ever.
Tigger's love mouth.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But also, it's like the person has no idea what, you know, your mom would have no idea what.
Who's inside
no,
there.
No. It could be the biggest mutant ever.
She complained.
Yeah.
All right, Carla. Yeah. Thanks.
Never happened.
You don't believe it?
Yeah, he's
character
biased.
Lawyer
he's,
says.
Yeah, he's biased.
Never happened.
Yep.
I will prove it in court.
Yeah. I feel like the two like people that are handlers, if they caught you whispering, they can't wait to tell on you.
Oh, for sure.
Like they take their job extremely
seriously.
Like,
literally,
serious.
If you utter a word inside that costume, and unless you're in severe trouble or pain.
Yeah.
And even then, you're not supposed to do. Like,
right.
Even if someone shot me in the ankle, I'm supposed to just keep it together till I get backstage.
Yeah.
But if you utter a word, you're gone. Like, that is, you're fired.
Right. Because it's something about the trademark of,
it's
like,
a trademark
the voice,
voice.
Right. Yeah.
And you're ruining the illusion.
Yeah.
That there's someone inside there.
Yep.
All right. We have heard the story of this dude who woke up to having his toe sucked on at a hotel in Tennessee. The night manager is the suspect in this. Well, we're finally hearing from that guy, the victim.
Oh, the victim.
Of the toe sucking, because now he's decided to sue the pervert that he allegedly woke up to.
Much will he get out of him?
$14.95.
The
night manager at this hotel.
Hey.
I'm being sued.
Here's the update on the story now from News Channel 5. Take a listen.
I was in Nashville for a work conference.
Peter Brennan was fast asleep inside the Hilton downtown
right
Nashville
there.
When he woke up to a nightmare.
I awoke to a gentleman, an employee of the Hilton, assaulting me.
He claims he saw a hotel employee performing sexual acts on his feet.
Instantly jumped up and was screaming, you know, went into a sort of fact-finding mode. Who are you? Why are you in my room? What are you doing here? But I could see he was wearing a uniform, his name tag on, and then he was talking to me, but not giving me any, like, substantive answers.
So how did he get inside? Peter thinks the hotel employee may have cloned his room key.
Well.
And let himself right into the room. When the Hilton security guard was unhelpful, Brennan called in Metro Police, who launched an investigation. They discovered the employee was actually the night manager, David Neal, and have issued a warrant for his arrest. And it turns out this isn't his only run-in with the law.
We found multiple crimes, felonies, prison time, court decisions.
Knowing that, Peter's attorney has filed a lawsuit against David Neal in Hilton Hotels
and
in hopes they'll change some company policies.
They have to be very careful with who you give access to that has the ability to create guest key cards for any room in the hotel.
The Hilton Corporation referred us to a local manager, saying the downtown hotel is independently owned. That manager tells News Channel 5 they don't comment on ongoing investigations, but, quote, the safety and security of our guests and team members is our highest priority.
I still don't even feel safe in my own home. So
as for Peter, this whole episode is still a nightmare he keeps reliving.
I'm having problems sleeping, frankly. I'm going through some PTSD, talking to a therapist.
Chris Davis, News Channel 5.
Very good. Get that cash.
Yeah.
PTSD.
Oh, I'd have it all.
Lawsuit Coach Lisa's is like, yeah, you got PTSD, remember? Yeah. No, you can't sleep. You haven't been sleeping at all.
I'd be like, never. My eyes went crossed.
You know, I looked at my head. Oh, here's one. You can't get boners no more.
Yeah, I'd have all of that. Ruin my sex. Yeah,
poop yourself. You now poop yourself. Every time you see toes.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You scream and poop. Like a little girl.
Oh, man, you need that. Yeah, because it's that Hilton money you want. Right. But at the same time, Hilton, why did you hire the man
background
with
check.
All
of those crimes and jail time?
Is that where we are, though, that you just can't get anyone, so you have to just that stuff slide?
Give the guy a chance. Yes. Think, you know, he'll turn it around.
Night manager.
No, he sucks.
No one
toes.
Really lining up to do that.
Okay, let's just say I'm in charge of hiring, and that guy walks in. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have to read anything. I don't have to check anything.
They say never judge a book by its cover, but when the book is a freak.
Look at his younger photo, though. There you go.
That looks like a Dahmer.
Right.
Looks like Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yep. That looks like a man who is going to get up to no good. I feel like the toe sucking is just a start.
Is part of more. Yep. There's more there.
Oh, he sucked more than toes. There's no doubt.
I bet.
Yeah, I feel like being a manager at a hotel is a very, like, kind of a big job.
I would assume so.
Hire anybody is
It's pretty
crazy.
Brave for that guy to do an interview, though.
Oh,
like, I think if some man sucked on my toes in my sleep, and then I woke up to it, there's no way I'm going to the news.
I'm definitely not.
There's no way I'm ever having them reveal my identity.
No way.
Here we have the face of a toe-sucking victim right here, Mr. David Hunter.
He's the face.
I actually didn't want to go on the news about this. I'm not sure how you found out about
You've been elected the leader of a toe-sucking victim group, and we've built a website, and you are on it.
No.
You are the voice of men across the country with soggy toes.
That's... where's the key to the roof access?
Oh, no. Yeah, like, I get that a lawyer probably said to him, I know this is going to suck. No pun intended. But you have to get on the news and explain it so that we can get all them monies.
Well, even he was like, he was just referring to it as like the incident or whatever. He was like, yeah, the incident happened. And then the news reporter was like, somebody sexually assaulted his feet. Like right while his like head was on the camera.
Exactly. Oh, God.
No, that's a... I mean, it'd be hard for anyone to admit that to the media, but as a man waking up to another man sucking on your toes.
I don't even know, like, honestly.
Any man, but especially that man. Lord, your toes have been in that man's mouth.
There was a creepy guy on Lost that this guy kind of looks like.
No, I don't remember.
He had glasses. He was like, they actually gave him another show. I don't know what his name is, but man, he looks just like him, and it's creepy.
If you haven't seen this guy yet, if you go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and scroll back a bit, you'll see him there. There's his mugshot that we put up there.
There
yesterday.
He is right there. Michael Emerson.
I've seen that guy before.
Yeah. He's done a lot. He's a great actor, actually. But
I remember him. Yeah, he does look like him.
Looks kind of like him.
Yeah.
Not the man I'd want to be on my toes.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of men you'd be okay with, but not him.
Yeah. Like if Jason Momoa.
That is, honestly, as a guy, that's your biggest violation of waking up to something like that.
Yeah, not toes, but.
Well, I mean, something
any
like
kind
that,
of.
Right?
Yes, to be
unwanted,
to be awoken by something you're not interested in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any unwanted.
No.
Touching or sucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good. So that guy probably has a pretty, pretty good case, I would think. Seems pretty cut and dry. Get some of that Hilton money. Even though Hilton says they don't run that hotel, there's their name's on it, right? At the end of the day, they're responsible for it.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story. I mean, I know people do their OnlyFans things. They all make the news all the time. This guy, and they're reporting it as he had this experimental surgery to make his penis bigger.
he now has a 14-inch penis. The story is that it's so big now, he can't even leave his house to get milk because people are constantly staring at him.
OnlyFans.com/...
He can't leave his house to get milk?
When I looked at this...
What?
This is obviously fake.
Okay.
He obviously has a fake gigantic penis.
Right.
But the news story is
but the
that
news
he's struggling to deal
the
with his...
So the news has fallen for it.
Yes.
The news is this dumb.
That he can't handle his giant wiener.
Stop it.
What news?
Well, I mean, it is the Daily Star. But still...
That's not news. That's
yeah,
not
but
news.
I mean, they don't normally just... They put BS stuff out there.
Yes, they do.
Okay, Lisa, okay, hold on a second.
Let's be real.
Okay, I'm going to be real here for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can, like, fudge stuff. But to blatantly say this man had surgery and he has a 14-inch penis now that he can't live with, when it's obvious it's fake and BS...
I don't know. I mean, yeah, let's see. I want to see it still, but...
Okay, so this is the story here. People constantly stare at my 14-inch penis. I can't even pop out for milk, right? He used to have manhood measuring 8 inches. He claims he underwent 2 experimental surgeries to bring his penis to a final measurement of 14 inches in length.
Man, I could get to like
so
at least
6.
So
there he is there. His name is Mark Rock. He's 33. His wiener used to be 8
Mark
inches.
Mark Rock, huh?
Yeah. Yep. 8 inches long, 5.5 inches in girth.
The whole thing's made up.
Yeah, but
the whole thing.
How
is this? This isn't a reputable news source.
Let's see it.
Okay, my question is, how is anyone falling for this?
Well, I think that they're just... I think people read that for entertainment, and yeah. I think it's just funny. Like, I don't think it's on there.
Okay.
I mean, he's got his own... This guy
is... Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I am. Because it's just...
It's so big!
It's a joke. It's just a joke. It's a
I love it. It's erotic comedy.
Yeah. It's just silly.
But he has an OnlyFans. I know.
But this is what I think the future of OnlyFans is. Like, I think the future of OnlyFans is going to be this weird mix of, like, people doing comedy and you decide to give them money. You know, he's doing...
His whole Twitter's revolved just around the joke.
Yep. He's really...
His muscles look fake, too.
He's got a bodysuit. He's got a full bodysuit on. You can tell his wrist is...
Everything's fake. His body...
Yeah, his body's fake. It's all... The whole thing. He's done... Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and he puts it out there.
Yeah.
How much does that muscle suit go for?
James...
Okay, but what's wrong with you if you are paying to watch this guy with an obvious fake... comic-sized penis.
Well, I think there are some
guys
that are just... They're turned...
Oh, my Jesus.
That wasn't fake.
Jesus. Yeah.
That was more than you bargained for.
Wow. One click too many.
Yeah. I mean, I
know, it was okay, one click away.
I know
sexual
what you guys are
humor.
Saying. The Daily Star, it's kind of BS. But even... You guys, if that's my publication, if that's my website, I'm like, we can't pretend this is real. We've got to say that it's an obvious fake.
I know. I think those days are gone, though.
Clicks.
I think those days are gone.
Yeah, I think
at
the Daily Star, they're like, let it roll.
Yeah,
I think that those days are gone. And I do think that this guy, he got himself out there. I do think that there are some people that, there might be some guys that are into... other guys that for some reasons can suspend disbelief. Like,
just I don't even know what their OnlyFans is, like what it's all about. We really don't know.
No. If it's like
just
this,
going,
that's
if we're going
great.
Off the Daily Star article, we really don't have the facts.
Yeah. I mean, his Twitter, he has a Twitter, which is where these videos are coming from.
The fact that he looks like Sub-Zero with a huge hog.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I just realized, too, he doesn't have the muscle suit on there.
Nope.
He's got a bit of a gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Dave, breaking news on the text line. Bat Boy has just been found in the New York City sewers.
Breaking news! Breaking news!
Oh, my God.
I guess what I'm saying is there's no such thing as journalism anymore.
No kidding! How long have we been doing this show?
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Silly.
Breaking news.
The Bat Boy has been discovered.
News.
They found them, everybody. Relax. I'm going to feed them plenty of bugs.
So at the end of the grocery store trip, every time Dave's like looking at those, he's like, oh my God.
Yeah, he can't believe all the truth.
The world is crazy.
What, Sasquatch is really getting married to an alien extraterrestrial?
Oh my God. Chuck was right.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Whoo. I can't wrap my head around it.
I know.
How you can report this as something legitimate, it's obviously fake, but people fall for it.
Dave has
a
higher
standard.
Don't go to
the Daily Star anymore, then, if you want, don't want that.
Dave's a newsman.
It was Jason the Jew who was looking at this. Guy's big oh, he threw him under the bus. Oh,
you know
Big AJ likes him big.
But you're,
You know what?
Yeah.
No more news out of you. You're on your own, bud.
And it,
navigate it.
Oh, you know who did this? Jason the Jew.
I mean, we have something from the Daily Star almost every day on the show.
Yeah, no, we don't.
They have really good content on OnlyFans models.
What they generally feature is like, oh, how she got into this? What's she doing? It's not complete BS.
We don't really know.
Well, that's true. I guess you don't really know at the end of the day.
No, there are real news stories on there that I find.
Like what?
What was the last one?
I mean, I can't tell at the top of my head.
Let's look.
It's better than a guy in a muscle suit and a fake wiener.
Like I won an $85 million lottery. Now I'm a billionaire. I've spotted past winner's mistake.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
A hitman dubbed the Iceman who was shot is stabbed in the head and neck. So, like, they cover real stuff.
Anything, like, sensational, they'll do. But they're not afraid to, like, put something completely BS out there as well. You know?
Yeah, I don't really trust them.
Yeah, anything sensational they'll do. The thing is, I think like if you find something there, you almost have to find it somewhere else too.
Yeah, if you really want to go deep on it. But
what about the muscular pigeon there?
I didn't see the that one.
Wow. That's legitimate.
It's a muscular pigeon with feathers on his feet.
Has people wondering what is that?
What Pokemon is it?
Yeah, that's the one I know.
But it's legit.
Yeah, it's something. They definitely have a picture.
That's just what I'm saying. Normally it's bizarre, but it's real.
Yeah.
They just have
real stuff on there.
Blatantly fake, and I didn't understand how people could believe it was real.
It's silly.
Yeah. It's silly. It's okay, though.
I'm going to keep using it.
So yeah, just keep using it. We get good stuff out of it. No, it's okay, Jason. You do a good job. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
She feels bad for throwing you into the bus earlier about your garage door.
You just threw me here, you know?
That's true. Everyone's throwing them
out. I'm just going to lay down at the gate. You guys can just back over me, you know? Keep ramming into me.
Yeah.
Be flat as a pancake.
All right, coming up, what's up with the Asians next on Dave and Chuck the Freak? How did a guy in China learn the hard way to trust no one, help no one? Let's find out.
Are you okay there?
What's up with the Asians?
Can't find it.
Did it go?
Do you see it?
Wow, we're bombing here.
It's gone.
It's a bomb.
It's gone.
You just have to do it without the intro. Weird. It's what's up.
There was an update on this, and it didn't make it back into the.
Dave, can you just read it without it?
Yeah, I just need a little. I just need a little something. I need a little something. Just a little.
He can't do it without it.
No, it's not there. Here, I got you, Dave. Here you go.
She's like, fake news. We're bombing.
Right?
Jesus, startup in here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
we're back.
Ooh.
Back in it.
I don't even know
where it's time now for What's Up with the Asians.
We tell you all the time, trust no one, help no one.
Yes, we do.
Trust nothing. Yeah. Check out what happened to this guy in China. Q Yan. Working security, a local hospital. Report comes out, a girl had run up the hospital stairs because she wanted to try and kill herself by jumping off the fourth floor balcony. First responders aren't on the scene yet. The girl is ready to jump. Mm-hmm. Yan scrambles to improvise. He attempts to catch her. She's jumping from four stories up. He's down on the ground.
Oh, no, that's too...
The girl was injured, but okay.
She left the hospital a couple of days later.
Wow.
Hsu Yan, though.
Yeah.
Man, she squished him.
Yup.
Like nothing else.
Oh, boy. You can't do that.
Everything broken. Literally every part of him.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple fractures. Mm. Arms, legs, spine, chest.
Oh, why?
A year later, he's still hospitalized.
Mm.
1 year later.
I got you!
Oh my God!
I got you.
Oh no, no!
That's,
it doesn't look like they put them back together, right?
They have not.
Oh no! Oh, he is permanently.
Well, they can't rule that out.
Well, because he hasn't moved in a year. Oh, he's crying. There's a report.
There's a report.
He's crying and whatnot.
Unbelievably.
I'm sure we'll be able to understand.
Yeah.
What the hell happened? I fell a big fat lady fell on top of my head. I tried to catch a bigger fat woman. She jumped from a 4-story, but very, very big. Started going very fast. I missed her with the arms, and she landed on top of my head and crossed my entire body. I am very sad. I have not moved here for like a year. The food in here is terrible. The window, I cannot see. They put my arms on backwards. My right arm is my left arm, and my left arm is my right arm. It sucks.
Oh,
I'm a paralyzed. I should have just read a bounce off the grass, but I didn't. I was stupid. Don't do it. Don't be me. Save yourself.
Poor man. That is too bad. The security company he formerly worked for has refused to cover any expenses.
Sure.
Even though he was injured on the job. His family, of course, doesn't have enough money to even afford a lawyer. The family went to the girl who tried to kill herself.
Hi.
Her family doesn't have anything.
No.
There's no insurance to pay for his meds because he was let go from his job when he didn't show up to work.
So they're not even doing
anything. Luckily, once this story aired, and you see,
yeah, his state,
what rough shape he's in. Millions of Chinese citizens have offered donations to help him out, as well as criticized the suicide girl for doing nothing, not even thanking him. She's never even thanked him for saving.
Oh, she's probably
look
mad.
Look at the pain he's in over here.
Yeah, I saw the. He's really upset about it, and that's his brother. And that's his wife. Or mom, maybe.
That is.
I don't mind his life. It was so bad. Help! Will somebody please kill me?
He's like the guy in the Metallica 1 video.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die. Trapped in myself. Finding my holding cell. Landmine. Fat girl has taken my sight. Taken my speech. Taken my hearing. Taken my arm. Taken my legs. Taken my soul. Wrap me with rife in hell.
I like this version better.
I don't know. I'm just a spectator, Dave.
Metallica.
Metallica 1's video is a man who was blown up by a bomb in the war, and all he can do, he's got no eyes, he can't hear, he's trapped, nothing, he's got no arms, no legs, and he just bobs his head upside up and down to, and all he says the whole time, kill me. And that is him. This is this guy. But that was an Asian rendition.
We wish him all the best.
The chorus.
We wish him all the best in his recovery.
We do. You do. Yeah. It's a weird one today.
It sure is. Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.